Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Monday, May the 11th. Yesterday was the sixth Sunday of the Easter season. This coming Sunday, next Sunday, is the seventh Sunday, the last Sunday of Easter season. And in between, we have Thursday, which is Ascension Day. It's always on a Thursday because it's 40 days after Easter Sunday. 40 days after the resurrection that Jesus stayed with his friends and disciples and followers. So our church calendar follows the biblical story and it retells the story for us. But it does something more than just remind us of what happened 2,000 years ago. I don't expect you to hear and pray the prayer on Thursday because it's the middle of the week and it's not a big church day. But hidden in plain sight is a great pearl of wisdom on Ascension Day. It reminds us that we're not only remembering that Jesus ascends to heaven, as the Bible says, but in the meantime, when we follow Jesus in this life, we're not just auditioning for our bodies to be traded in for a new model after our own days come to an end, after our mortal days come to an end. But in the meantime, our hearts and our minds can be oriented toward heaven, not just looking up into the sky, but our hearts and minds can be oriented toward walking with Jesus and be oriented to higher things, our higher selves, and oriented toward the next life, even while our bodies are physically still more than occupied with what we are doing here and now. Once again, it's the reminder that resurrection and new life, transformation, transfiguration, metamorphosis, to use the biblical words, starts here and now, in our minds, in our hearts, and orienting them toward the higher things and the next life, even while we are bodily still going about our earthly, temporal, temporary, mundane business. Jesus already has ascended to heaven, and when we pray, when we walk with Jesus, when we follow him, our hearts and minds on a daily basis orient themselves toward higher things and that next life, which means our new life, down payments of resurrection, glimpses of resurrection and new life start here and now, not waiting until we draw our last breath. Have a wonderful night. We'll keep talking about that this week.